My brothers and sisters in Christ, we're entered unto these 9 days now, awaiting the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the patron of our parish, the Cathedral of the Holy Spirit. Yesterday is the traditional day for the Feast of the Ascension, and so these days the church is at prayer. Once they couldn't see Christ, they remembered that he told them to pray for the Advocate, as we heard the gospel yesterday, and so it's incumbent upon us in these days especially to pray each day specifically for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, that our hearts can be alive with the baptism that we have received. We were baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and we know that when Jesus was baptized, the Holy Spirit came down upon him, and then we were anointed with the chrism at our baptism to remind us that we too are filled with the Holy Spirit. And then, of course, at our confirmation, when we were confirmed, we received the fullness of our baptism with that strength to do what Christ is asking us to do, even though we couldn't see him. And so these days are supposed to be days for us to call those things to mind and to ask for God to renew all of that movement of the Holy Spirit within our hearts. We should be asking God deeply for that each day. I found one online that you can go to. It's just praymorenovenas.com. Husband and wife put that together, and they have a novena to the Holy Spirit that you can follow. They'll send you an email each day, or you can just read it online. But each day, a prayer, an intense prayer to the Holy Spirit for an outpouring of God's immense graces, so that the Holy Spirit can be fully alive in our lives, and so that we can see Christ, and so we can have that joy that doesn't go away, which is what Jesus talks about. The world's going to rejoice while you weep. The grace of the Holy Spirit helps us in the midst of that weeping to be able to still be filled with joy and not be tempted to go and join in that rejoicing which passes away, which just fades away anyway. We want that joy which remains. We want to be able to talk to God and receive whatever we need. Jesus said that to us how many times over these past weeks in the gospel? Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. And so let's ask for the Holy Spirit, a generous outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Let's ask the Holy Spirit to come upon us, come upon these gifts, because when the Holy Spirit comes upon these gifts, the bread and the wine, they become the body and blood of Christ. Jesus is truly present to us. So let's open our hearts to the Holy Spirit, and let's ask for his presence among us in these 9 days leading up to Pentecost.